A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But I said to you that you have seen me and yet do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and anyone who comes to me I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up on the last day. This is indeed the will of my Father, that all who see the Son and believe in him may have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day." The Gospel of the Lord. The very first words Jesus speaks here are, "I am," which of course is the name that God gave Moses to tell to the Israelites. And Meister Eckhart says in one of his sermons, it's typical of Eckhart, "I am more good than God." He goes on to explain that he's not suggesting that God isn't good or that he is superior to God. He's reminding us that we can't define God in human terms. God just is, which is why his name is I Am. So, we use metaphors, we use symbols to talk about God, as Jesus does here. I am the bread of life. That's the bread we receive in the Eucharist. And if we're open to it, if we really, really believe, we'll never be hungry again. Oh yes, we'll need our physical meals, but true faith is filling and fulfilling. It fills us full spiritually. Even the disciples took a long time to arrive at that sort of faith. Jesus reminds them, "You've seen me and you still do not believe." It takes the crucifixion and the resurrection to convince them. But after that, they really were transformed. Right through Eastertide, we hear readings from the Acts of the Apostles. And it's extraordinary to see the courage of Peter. Peter, who hadn't been much of a hero, had he, during the Passion? The courage of Stephen, the first martyr, the courage of Philip, and all the rest. That's what really believing can do for us. It can make us fearless, even in the face of persecution. Well, sadly, every day we're seeing the persecution of Christians in some countries. But isn't it wonderful to see how so many of them go right on witnessing their faith? And Jesus says, in addition, that the Father wants us all to have eternal life. It's his will. It's his desire. Periodically, you can read reports about surveys that show how few of us Christians really believe in eternal life. Well, it depends what you mean by eternal life, I suppose. I don't expect we'll all be sitting around on pink clouds playing harps. But we don't have a lonely planet guide to heaven. We've no idea what it will be like. What matters is that Jesus has promised us that if we believe, if we come to him, we'll be raised up on the last day, which is what the Father wants. And knowing that, believing that, can transform us, as it transformed Peter, or Thomas, or Paul. Lord, we believe. Help us to overcome our doubts, so that we may never be hungry again.